This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Faye Abu Ghazaleh, ABUGHAZALEH. Date of birth is 3/24/1934. Date of service is 8/5/2024. Ms. Abu Ghazaleh is seen in her room today at the request of the nurse, since the patient has noticed some increased swelling of her lower extremities. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She says that the swelling has increased in the last couple of days. It's in both her feet. She denies any complaints of pain. She denies any trauma or injury to her legs. Denies any abdominal pain. No nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2+ pitting edema, both feet. Impression: number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, history of recurrent falls. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of DVT/PE. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan: discuss with patient about her symptoms. The swelling is in both her feet, not in her legs. I've encouraged her to keep her legs elevated. Also, pressure stocking is recommended. I have given her Lasix 20 milligrams every day for 3 days. I've counseled her to cut back on salty food. She is on amlodipine, which may be contributing to her pain, to her swelling. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. She is on apixaban 2.5 twice a day. The likelihood of DVT seems to be low. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Edward Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R, Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D. Date of birth is 4/16/1937. Date of service is 8/6/2024. Mr. Becker is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing better. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. He said that he has been working with physical therapy and looking forward to going back home. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of fall. Next, syncopal episode. Next, history of atrial fibrillation / flutter. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of altered mental status. Next, BPH. Next, history of prostate cancer. Next, DJD. Treatment plan: discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. Will continue current medications. Continue with physical and occupational therapy. Social work is working on uh, setting up home care as well as getting him to his home. We will continue current medications. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Carolyn Culver, C-U-L-V-E-R, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 9-9-1952. Date of service is 7-18-2024. Ms. Culver is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing somewhat better. It states that her pain is there, but somewhat improved. She is having an appointment with her orthopedic surgeon next week. Will continue current medications, will monitor her progress. She still not weight bearing on the left leg. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HEENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no easing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities mild. Edema, left lower leg. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Impression, number one, fracture of the left ankle / foot, history of MVA, next anemia, iron deficiency, next thrombocytopenia, next history of MS, and next history of multiple sclerosis, next osteoporosis. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms, will continue current medications, she will follow up with her orthopedic surgeon, continue current medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 12-31-1941. Date of service is 8-6-2024. Eldridge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He continues to have the swelling, though it's somewhat better. His weight has also slightly improved. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT. He denies any abdominal pain. He states that he's been trying to keep his legs elevated. Has been using a pressure stocking. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities 1 to 2 plus beating edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, bilateral lower extremity swelling, next history of CVA with right hemiparesis, next bilateral carotid stenosis, next history of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, next peripheral neuropathy, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss next chronic kidney disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. Encourage him to cut back on salty food, keeping his legs elevated, continue with pressure stocking. His BUMEX dosage was increased last time, will continue the same, will check labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9-14-1952. Date of service, Date of service is 8/5/2024. Miss O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She says that she is doing well. She denies any complaints of nausea, denies any abdominal pain. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. She says that she's feeling well. Has been eating less. She denies any other complaints. She denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. RSNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, diabetes mellitus, next, neuropathy, next, bipolar disorder, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, morbid obesity, next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She is on Ozempic, she has been tolerating it well, will hold off on increasing her dosage. Her weight has been stable, if any, a few pounds less. Will continue current medications. Will check. She was encouraged to do some walking and some her blood work also was reviewed. Her hemoglobin A1C is 7.2. She was pleased with the results. Will continue current medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her work. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.